Yes, unfortunately at this stage we're not a whole lot clearer on what actually happened yesterday evening. As I understand that the police have narrowed down the cordon now to the steps there that come down from Dunfield Terrace to the car park on Spencer Road. So the area that they're searching has been reduced significantly, and I understand that the residents have been allowed back into their homes, which obviously has to be welcomed because that disruption couldn't have been a pleasant experience for them. Having said that, we're still in the bizarre situation where we're no clearer on what actually happened here in terms of identifying what the explosion actually was and where it was located. So it's certainly a very unusual situation, and certainly in my time as a public representative, usually when you would have had an explosion, you normally would have found within a period of a few hours where the location was and what the results of that were. But I think the police are just now engaged in a forensic operation to see if they can find anything at all.
And you spoke to senior policemen today. They're at a loss as well to what the cause was to this blast.
Yes, I suppose I spoke to police just around about lunchtime most recently, and they are obviously, you know, public safety was their main concern, and that's why they wanted to be sure that there was nothing that would pose any threat to the local residents before letting them back into their homes, and thankfully they've been able to do that. But now I think they have to continue that search within that more restricted and confined area to see if there's any signs, any debris left from the explosion. But as of yet, they were unable to confirm to me that they had actually found anything in particular.